Hey, good people, welcome back to Driven in Purpose. I am your host, Allison Robinson.
And your co-host, Tyrus D. Parnell, Sr.
You guys, we're back for another podcast. You guys, so this podcast is about meeting kingdom-minded people all over the world that are sharing their journey and their testimony of how they reached their purpose in God and how they were driven in it. Here you'll be given sound wisdom on how to find your purpose and how to maintain it and how to be driven in it. So this morning, our podcast is about season and purpose. So you guys, we're excited about this podcast on this morning. It is early. You know what? We normally get up early in the morning, but Saturday mornings. But this is ministry. So ministry pushes you. This is what driven and purpose looks like.
I like early.
You like late. Because you like any time. Just long as I get up.
Jesus, yes.
I'm good with it. Just let me get up. So yes, anytime Lord. You wake me up, just let me wake up. So we're excited about this podcast on today. So again, this podcast is about seasons and purpose.
Yes.
So you guys, let's get it. Let's start. We got a long day. A lot to do, but ministry come first. You ready?
Oh, I am excited. I'm ready to roll.
He came in here on 10, y'all. He came in on 10.
Yes,
so Lord. You want to start with the first question?
Yes, ma'am. For our first question is, what is season and why is it important to the believer?
All right, so you guys, read that question again. So in the comments, those that are going to be watching this later, we want responses back about these questions that we're asking.
Please.
Y'all chime in.
Chime in.
And tell us what you think these questions mean to you.
Yes.
As a believer. So read that question again.
What is season and why is it important to the believer?
You want to start first?
You can start.
Okay, so why is season important? Okay, so we know seasons change. So we talk about natural seasons. Seasons, get that right. So we know that there's winter, there's fall, there's spring, and then there's summer. I was going to crack a joke, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to hold that for last.
Oh, okay. You were too funny.
So we know that seasons change.
Okay.
We know that in the fall, the leaves change colors.
Right.
And they begin to fall.
Right.
In the spring, we know that the flowers begin to bloom and it's raining.
Okay.
We know that summer is here and things are alive and moving.
Yes.
And then winter is it all... I heard you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Winter, everything gets cold and everything goes dormant.
Mm-hmm.
There are not spiritual seasons. We go through a season of growth.
Okay.
We go through a season of we're just kind of maintaining.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And we go through the season that you do not want to go through in the spirit is the season of winter.
Yeah.
And because I heard the Lord in my ear, the season of winter is when you're separated from God. And that's not a season that you ever want to enter in. So I say as far as seasons, as believers, we go through different parts of the journey in our life.
Okay.
And some seasons will be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And some seasons will not. So like, for instance, when I was going through the season of I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why life is going the way it's going. Why am I in the position that now I'm a widow? A single mother, and this is not how I saw things, but it was a season where God was trying to teach me and to develop me into who he wanted me to be, and then learning how to depend on God. So seasons are critical for the believer because it will bring about maturity. But a lot of times we avoid the seasons. The only season I will tell you don't want is the season of winter.
Okay. So then what I am hearing is based on the season, you will have development.
You should have development.
Ah.
Because some people are resistant to change.
Right.
So when I talked about season, every season there's changes.
Right, right.
Correct?
Right.
So we know fall, there's a change. What happens? The leaves change.
It is signs.
It's signs.
Uh-huh.
So we see beginning of the season before it comes.
Right.
We do not the temperature.
Right.
We may not see the effects of the season just yet. Oh Lord, it's amazing. Ain't
see?
How you download it?
Mm-hmm.
We may not see the effects of the season changing.
That is good.
But then we'll feel the effects.
Mm-hmm.
So we know it started to get a little chilly.
Mm-hmm.
And then we notice that, hey, it's not staying as light as it used to
be. Right.
So we know that the seasons are changing. So we was like, okay, the leaves are getting ready to change.
Mm-hmm.
So the leaves have started to change. So when the leaves change, then we know what's going to happen. They're going to begin to fall.
Mm-hmm.
So in our spiritual life, we should see the signs
before we
see the change.
Mm.
So
okay.
If you watch somebody,
mm-hmm.
So I got a perfect example. She in the house, Lady T,
mm-hmm.
our first lady.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the difference in how she would do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see the actual physical change
mm-hmm.
until later on.
Mm-hmm.
And I see she would stand up and testify, what she normally do,
mm-hmm.
but she would talk just a little.
Mm-hmm.
Then I noticed she would talk a little bit more
mm-hmm.
and then talk a little bit more. But then I was waiting for the outward
mm-hmm.
change.
The physical change.
The physical change.
I got you.
Now we see the physical because
mm-hmm.
Lady T's facial expression,
mm-hmm.
she would say it, but I didn't see the complete joy.
Mm-hmm.
Physical change.
Mm-hmm.
Now you look at Lady T, she has this brightness.
Mm-hmm.
About her. Now you see the outward
that's good
change.
That's,
so as
that's
you
good.
Go through seasons,
mm-hmm.
certain people or even you may not see the physical change,
mm-hmm.
but you feel the change. It just
wow.
hasn't showed itself
wow.
or revealed itself just yet. So
wow. that is good.
Change seasons
mm-hmm.
is critical
mm-hmm.
for the believer. The only season you want to avoid is winter.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the season of separation. What's that song? Talking about no more winters. Do y'all know that song?
Ooh, you went way back then. No. And I like.
I'm gonna
way
make
back.
Them. I'm gonna make them find that song. Tyrese find that song. The song is called "Talks About No More Winter," and
okay.
it was one of the songs that my dad loved.
Okay.
And my sisters and I, well, my sister Ruthie and Jeanette and Shanice, we sung that song at my dad's appreciation, and then we sung it at his homegoing.
Okay.
But it talks about that season.
Okay.
And it's a season that when winter, and that's a season of separation.
Okay.
Of forgotten. The Bible talks us, let not your flight
be in winter. Okay.
So that's a mm-hmm. season y'all going on to avoid. Is being separated from God. So that's one thing. Now we know there's seasons of the time that God goes silent. And that's a season of test.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really going to continue to come to me even though I'm not talking to you?
So then would we call that fall?
I would call it fall. Yeah, I would call it fall. Because the winter season, everything
is dry, is dead.
Yeah.
Is desolate.
Because even the flowers
yeah.
have to go,
yeah.
they die.
Right. Yeah.
And then they regenerate.
Right.
And when they come into a season of spring.
Right. Right.
But y'all, but we gotta remember that we put these the spiritual and the natural together. We do that,
okay.
but we gotta remember that there's a difference in the spiritual aspect and the natural aspect.
Yeah.
Because the season of winter in the spiritual aspects, I mean, you have separated yourself from God.
Yeah.
You have walked away.
Yeah, yeah.
The natural thing, when winter comes, we know that when it's a tree,
uh-huh.
we know that the sap in the tree goes
uh-huh.
down into
yeah.
the roots
right.
for the winter
right.
to keep themselves warm.
Right.
That's not the same thing in spiritually wise.
No.
What are we talking about? So I'm gonna make sure we get clarity on that.
Yes, please.
Yes,
do.
I am putting the two together, but there is a difference when we talk about spiritual. So when
okay.
in the natural world, when it's winter, things go into hibernation.
Wow.
Spiritually, when you walk winter, you walked away.
You have separated yourself.
So there's a difference. So I want to make sure everybody's clear
on
what I'm saying when I talk about season and I kind of put those two together. There is a difference spiritually.
So then for the saint, a saint should never
be in winter.
Experience a winter season.
Okay. Because it's not, the Bible tells us it's not guaranteed and I'm that we're going to come back.
Right.
So that's not a season that we ever want to enter into is the season of winter. That's the season of separation.
Now fall, you're getting close. That is almost like a Jonah moment. Whenever you are in the whale's belly.
Don't let God prepare a fish for you. That's a message.
Girl, you better go ahead. Preach.
I don't need no fish, y'all.
Preach.
Huh? The only fish I want is the one I can eat. So don't let God prepare a fish for you. Yes, I was not going to let him. But don't let him.
That is good.
But
There
are things that God.
I like that.
There are things that God will allow us to go through.
Yeah.
But it's just for our development and so to understand that it's not to kill us.
Yeah.
It's not to break us, but he really is trying to make us. So fall, it's like it would be like a Jonah moment. You running, but stop running.
Right. It's a time where you need to really see yourself. You really need to see who you are and then learn more of who God is.
I think the fall moment is where God is trying to teach you who he is.
It's a lesson.
And then teach you who you are in him.
But then get the lesson.
And a lot of, what happens is when they go through that fall moment, some of them, it pushes them into their winter moment.
It does.
But that's not what you...
They don't get it.
Because they don't, understanding doesn't come that God is not trying to destroy you.
He's not trying to kill you.
But he's trying to teach you and to develop you.
That's good.
He wants you to be.
That is
so good. That's the fall moment. Spring moment is when, yay, it's buddy. Yay, I'm feeling good. Yay.
Uh-huh.
And then summer, you just all get and go. Let's go. But you're going to have those fall moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But don't let your fall moment
turn into winter.
Turn into winter.
That is good.
You're amazing, guys. So next question.
All right.
We could be on this for a while, so we can
stay. Right. Now, what is due season?
You shall reap. Due season is if you went through the process. You didn't allow your fall moment to push you into your winter moment.
Mm-hmm.
So now you are due for your summer season.
Mm.
So after you have stood the test, after you have ran the race, now God said, now I'm able to trust you for the season that I've already prepared for you.
Wow.
So perfect example. When I was in the season of, I ain't feeling this, but I'm going to hold on. And a lot of people, let's be clear. We know that we're going to get to points. And as believers, we always try to act like we got it together. And I'm so saved. I'm so holy. There are moments in our life, our journey in the spiritual life, that we like, Lord, I'm not feeling this.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling this. I'm not liking it.
Yeah.
And it's hurting me.
Let's just be transparent.
Let's be real. But the spiritual man on the inside should tell you, hold on.
Right.
And then your mind should be telling you, if you have the mind of Christ, don't go nowhere.
Right. Stay planted.
Now, me, I was in a war. I was in a war with my spiritual man. And my natural man, because my natural man didn't like how my life was going. But my spiritual man was like, hold on. If you hold on, God gonna come. He gonna fix it. because I didn't allow my natural man to overpower my spiritual man.
That's it.
And
that's
I kept good. Myself in the word.
That's good.
Even though the word was cutting me. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I said the word was cutting me, because I believe exactly what God says.
Right.
If he says he's able to heal, I believe that he's mm-hmm. able to heal. Mm-hmm. If he says that he's able to deliver, I believe that he's able to deliver. The problem is, it just didn't work out how I wanted it to work out. I wanted him healed on this side, not the other side. But God had a plan even in that.
Right.
So because I fought it, mm-hmm. I fought that I'm not going nowhere. God, if you keep me, mm-hmm. I want to be kept. It allowed me to enter into my due season. Okay. So now purpose, mm-hmm. what he has designed you to do, God mm-hmm. will say, now I'm able to bless you. Mm-hmm. I'm able to bless you spiritually as well as naturally.
Now, hey, pause that just for one moment. I have a question.
Yep, yep.
The question is it possible that a due season could also mean now, God, I understand.
It could.
Even though I don't see it manifesting yet, my spirit is settled. I am in a position to walk into due season.
Yes, it can.
Could it be that too?
But I think that it also has to do with development.
Right.
So after you have stood it all.
Okay.
Now God has developed you. So now you've entered into that season, that summer season.
Okay.
To where now I'm walking in the things of God.
Okay.
Now I'm not moved by everything that mm-hmm. comes
okay.
that appears to be one way, but not. Mm-hmm. So I think due season, mm-hmm. and I agree, I think due season is a stage of development.
Okay.
I finally arrived to where God has
yes.
set me to be at.
Yes.
I finally made it to the place yes. that God has been trying to get me mm-hmm. there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're now in a posture to receive.
Yeah, and it's not even necessarily
position.
Yeah, and it's not receive. Necessarily the materialistic things. It's the spiritual thing.
That's
I finally
what
have
I'm
entered
getting to.
Into that yeah. season of, okay, now I can hear the Lord
That's
clearly.
It. That's it.
And I can see
yes.
clearly
yes.
what he wants me to do spiritually
yes.
wise. I cried. I told this mm-hmm. individual on yesterday at my job. A client had came in. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to her and I was telling her about how after my husband had passed, I had empty hands
mm-hmm.
because I was the caregiver. And I'm like, okay, what am I doing now? I don't know what I'm going to do now. I need you to show me. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I want to do purpose. I want to know what you want me to do. I was crying. Mm-hmm. I told her it was almost torture mm-hmm. because I wanted God to show me, because there's got to be something mm-hmm. that you want me to do. And I cried and I cried and I cried and I cried. But the Lord said, if I give you, you're not ready for due season
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because I still need to develop you
mm-hmm.
into who I need you to be. But when you
That's
say
good.
Before God,
mm-hmm.
he will take you
mm-hmm.
to your due season. You just got to
yes.
wait. You just got to wait on. So due season is for everybody.
Mm.
God wants everybody to get into that season of development. And that's the point.
Okay.
That you got to get to the development point.
So now, hey, does a due season vary from season to season? Meaning this, whenever you are in your spring,
uh-huh.
is there a due season for spring? Is there a due season for summer? Or is there just due season?
I think it's just due season. I don't think you,
okay.
when you have
all right.
when God has
and I'm going some
yeah when
some,
God has put
somewhere
you
here.
When God uh-huh. has put you into
mm-hmm.
your when he has did what he needed to do, you shouldn't be wavering.
Okay. You just hit a very vital point there. Simply because this is how the devil will trick you to go into cycles.
Yeah.
Because as believer, so many immature saints think that due season is now, and then I go through that season, and then I have to go all the way back, and I'm going into cycles now.
That's too much work.
Because I'm a hit due season in it every season.
No. Once God has set you in a place
that is good,
that he has designated,
that is good. Not,
the only place you should go is up.
That's it.
Cycles means you go back.
Yes.
Only there should be elevation.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
When you have arrived where God has sent you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The place from there, you should never go. You should never go down.
You should never go
back
up. Then it's like a roller coaster.
I don't do that.
You shouldn't go up, then down, and then up, and then to the side.
You mentioned the word cycles.
Uh huh. Yeah.
That means you're repeating the same.
You
thing
are repeating over, the same
over
thing.
And
yes.
Over and over.
Yes.
We don't do cycles.
Saints don't go through cycles.
No. No, we should not go through cycles. Now, we understand that there's times in life that you will go through a period to where you'll repeat because you're still trying to figure it out. But you should never, ever stay in that point that you keep repeating and God keeps trying to get you to come on out and you keep repeating and the Lord said, how many times? I keep trying to teach you, and this is what the Lord said. I keep trying to teach you that person that you keep trying to mess with, leave them alone.
Uh-huh.
So you say, okay, I'm going to leave them alone.
Uh-huh.
But here comes somebody else in a different vessel.
With the same spirit.
With the same spirit. Lord. But you fall for that
That
same spirit.
Come on.
And you say, but what you said out your mouth with the first person, I ain't going to mess with that no more because I don't learn. But the different vessel, same spirit, repeat the same cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect example. You say, okay, I'm going to work on my finance. We're talking about cycles.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you go to the store, clothing store, you have a spirit of buying.
Come on.
But I need to stop spending money because I need to save. So don't go into the store.
Right.
But you repeat the same cycle over and over. And what I believe they call that madness.
They call it insanity.
So the Bible has a different. He said it's like a dog returning to its own vomit.
That's what the word says.
Why would you want to eat something you done threw up?
Wow.
You don't repeat. That's what it's like. You're going back to take what you done spit out.
Yeah.
What you done threw up. So I hear you, Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
It's like when the Lord delivers you.
Come on.
From something.
Come on.
You go back and you pick it up. That's returning to your own vomit. So when God delivers you from that cycle. Why would you go back to it? You don't, that's not God's plan. So what we're saying, due season is not a cycle.
Ooh.
So once God gets you to a point, the only place you should go is up.
Wait a minute.
But not recycle it back.
Hold up. You just hit a very vital point. Due season is not a cycle.
No.
Due season is a moment in time that God has said, now you get it, and now I can give you what you need.
So my thing is, so when God gives you something, so we gonna make, God is, first of all, he's not an Indian giver.
No, he's not.
He don't give you something
and
then take it back.
Come
on. So if he has said, okay, now it's your due season,
That's it.
Why would he take it back? The only way that it's going to leave you is if you cycle yourself backwards. If you return yourself back.
If you cycle out. Okay.
But when God says it's your due season, it's your due season. It's not going to change. You mess it up yourself. So he's got a designated place for all of us. He's got a level of ministry that he's trying to get us to, that we grow
in
kingdom. So y'all, so don't go in
cycles. What I hear is this. Romans 6:1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue
in sin?
In sin, that grace may abound.
And I like this part where it said, God forbids.
And I'm hearing is the sin isn't just sin. The sin is cycles.
Because cycles, if you Lord,
help us.
So the cycles thing is this: the cycles are a space of disobedience. So we're gonna be clear on that, because if God has delivered you from it, and he's told you not to do it, and you don't do it, that's disobedience. And I don't care what nobody say.
That's God, sin.
Disobedience is witchcraft. It's a form of witchcraft.
Yes, it is.
Because you are disobeying the creator.
Right.
You're disobeying God's word.
Yes.
And man, disobedience is not a place that you want to operate
in.
Because what happens is you give a door to the enemy.
Wow.
Don't do that. So due season is not
a cycle.
A cycle. When God has set it in place, it's supposed to be in place.
It is not
a cycle.
That is good.
And the Lord said,
right
now.
That is good, right?
No. Wow. So these questions will be in the bio, in the stream, but she will also post it. So those that want to go back and comment on these questions, we will make sure that we post them. So the next question.
Hey, really? We didn't already hit most of these.
Yeah, so the next one is, so just read it anyway.
All right. So now, really, the next one is, how do we handle the seasons before the due season?
So we kind of talked about that.
We didn't already talk.
In other words,
talked about that.
Stand.
Right.
Stand.
Yeah.
Stand.
Yeah.
Take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go through it.
Yeah. Endure hardness.
As a good soldier.
Come on.
So in due season.
Right.
You shall, this is scripture you read last night. Reap. But the key word is.
If you faint not.
The if.
If. See that?
If. We got a whole lot of us got an if in our spirit. Y'all need to get the if.
Come on.
Out. If you faint not. A lot of people think I'm going to get it. It's mine. The due season is mine. But baby, stop fainting. Stop fainting.
Come on.
And that's the key word.
And
if.
Let us not be. Woo, Lord.
You faint now. You can't faint.
Come on.
In this journey, because you're not gonna get your due season. I already got my due season.
I am walking in it.
I'm walking in it because I done figured out.
Come on.
God has given me an understanding and clarity that, first of all, His plan is so much better, and that's what He's trying to get everybody to understand. His plan is better than ours. His will is better than ours. When you ride to that, guess what? You don't arrive to your due season. When you know that God's will for you is perfect.
Now, the message from a Friday Night Fire, and I know some of the people was like, okay, now where is he going there? Where is he going there? Follow the principles.
Oh, he gonna go there. He gonna go there. He gonna make me talk. Okay.
Follow the principles. You will walk right into your due season.
And the thing is this, and a lot of, and so, and some people that are going to watch this probably don't like, well, you know, I'm just going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at the world,
mm-hmm.
those that are in the world,
mm-hmm.
and we wonder, how are they so blessed?
How?
Because they follow the principles that we as believers
should be
following.
But we don't.
We don't. So first of all,
ooh.
We got non-believers that will sow into a ministry.
Yeah.
They'll pay their tithes and offering, but don't step foot up in the house.
Really? Faithfully.
But because they follow the principle of giving, they are blessed. Because the Bible says, He said he would give unto men's
bosom. Come on.
Press down.
Shaking together.
Running over.
Shall men give unto your bosom.
And so because they give, they follow, even though they put. Oh, so my
law.
God. I'm already cracked up. Even though they're not part of the kingdom, they follow.
Really?
Even though they are not part of the kingdom, they still follow kingdom principles. And so because they do that, so we as believers wonder why we not blessed.
Lord have mercy.
Well, I'm going to take that back. Some of y'all wonder why you not blessed. Because you don't follow kingdom
follow the
principles.
Blessings.
So we can't blame it on the world.
No.
Are you following the principles of
are
the
you
kingdom?
Right.
So go ahead. I'm going to stop.
Lord have mercy. We're talking about seasons. We're talking about due season.
But that still and lines up though.
It lines right up with it.
About the principles.
It does.
So what has he told us that we have to do in order to obtain our seasons?
Right.
In order to obtain your due season.
We got to follow principles.
Right. It still go hand in hand.
It does.
So, okay. So. One day eventually we'll let y'all see because we're video podcasting at my house. But when you get to the point to where you are walking in due season,
yes,
God will give you favor.
He will
among men.
He will.
I call it God's innumerable favor.
That's a good word.
Unnumberable. Ooh. Can't even number his favor.
I like
but
that.
But that's because I've chosen to follow the principles of kingdom.
Yeah.
He will men to give you stuff that they don't want to give you.
Oh, he will do that.
And then he will allow you to soar. And you know what? It ain't the materialistic thing. Because I can live in an apartment and I'll be good to go.
I do understand.
But what I want to soar in is I want to soar in the things of God. Kingdom mentality. And a lot of us don't have, we say we kingdom, we say we believers, but we don't have kingdom mentality.
No.
Because we have not arrived.
No.
In our due season.
No.
And that's where God is trying to take people into that season, that due season, where you have the mind of Christ. Mm-hmm. You have, I am kingdom driven.
Yes.
And I follow kingdom principles.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
I'm getting ready to get my staff in about 2 seconds.
Can you change your current with your actions and your lifestyle?
Oh, wow. Can you change your current?
Can you change your current season?
So,
based on your actions and your lifestyle. And really, we kind of touched
that. Yeah, you can change your your current season.
You can go right into winter from fall.
Sometimes, you know what? I don't know if anybody... So we talked about the natural seasons, right?
Right.
And how we'll see the signs before we see the...
Right.
Sometimes, spiritually wise, you may not necessarily see the signs.
Right.
Well, no, that's not true because God gives us a warning.
Yes, he does.
He gives us a warning when we're falling out of...
Warning comes before destruction or before fall.
So we're talking about entering into that winter season.
Right, right.
But I didn't see... So when I came to Sanctuary, when I came to Sanctuary Praise, I was in the season of, I'll say, season of fall.
Ooh, yes you were.
I was in the season of fall. I was doggone it. I wasn't gone in winter.
Ooh, Lord.
Winter was not, I don't, first of all, y'all, I don't like cold. So that I live in Michigan and I don't like the cold. But it's all right. I do not like cold. So I wasn't going to enter that spiritual winter. I wasn't going to go there.
Glory.
But I was in a season of fall where I was trying to develop into who he wanted me to be.
Yeah.
But that season can be very painful.
Yeah.
It can. It can be very painful. That season can be. But the thing is this, is learning that it's a development season if you allow it to be. It is a development season. So we can change.
Yeah.
We can change that current season on how we behave.
Wow.
Now, I could have, no, because that's not my nature, but sometimes we can be mean.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Hateful.
As saints.
Ooh. Bitter.
That's a good one. Ooh.
And that changes your current season.
Yeah.
So, okay, so those that have watched my Don't Be Pushed. That's how we change our season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we can allow situations to push us out of where God is trying to take us.
Yeah, true.
And that's not what you want to do. Because I could have, people have said some really unusual, and I'm going to use that word, or disrespectful things to me when I was going through that season of fall. And I understand that they didn't mean, well, some of them may have some not meant no harm, but I could have
taken it to where,
I could have
went to a whole nother level.
Yeah, I could have went into that season of winter. But I was like, I'm not going to do it. So we can change. So the question, we can change our current season.
It's a choice.
About, and the way we change is how we react. Mm-hmm. How do we react to that situation or that season that we're in?
Right.
Do you go through that season with joy?
Right.
Do you go through that season of, Lord, I trust you?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we go through that season like, I'm not doing this. I'm going to tell that person off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make sure they know what's on my mind. Everything is not expedient.
No.
And I tell people all the time, God can handle it. Better than you can.
Right.
So yes, we can
change
our current season with our actions.
Wow.
Yes, we can.
And
lifestyle.
And
let me add that on there.
Oh, you got to have a lifestyle.
Because let me tell you, y'all cannot
do anything else.
So y'all can tell y'all. I don't know what tires just hung up.
No.
Oh, thank you. So we can't change.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm a blessed mess. We can't change.
How can we be blessed? I just gotta plug that in. Because you in your douche?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not a mess. I'm not a mess. So,
come on.
So a lifestyle can change your current season.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we'll be, how can I say this? Don't get comfortable in your due season.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we falter. The Lord reminds me all the time. Mm-hmm. The place that you're in now, the season, the due season that you're in now is what I allowed.
Okay.
You didn't do it yourself.
Okay.
Yes, you stood the test, but I allowed you to enter in.
Okay.
Because I could have kept you in the test.
Yeah, true.
But I allowed you. And a lot of times we get comfortable. I got this.
Okay.
I got this, dude. No. Because if God would shift a little bit, how would you handle the due season? So our lifestyle does dictate our current season.
It does.
Because you can't have Joe coming in the back door.
Come on, Joe. Oh, okay. Right.
Bob, whatever you want to call him.
Okay. Hey,
Can't have Stella coming in the front door.
Even though she got her groove back. Don't you let it be with you.
So I
come. Okay, that's just a plug. Uh-huh. Come on.
Y'all, Lady T is rolling. I'm sorry. So our lifestyle can change it. So it's not even about about what you watch.
It is. Right.
It's about what you listen to.
Right.
I'm not quick to listen to a bunch of now y'all love music. I love music. Mm-hmm. But it's even what we entertain
mm-hmm.
can change our current season. It can. Because I tell somebody all the time, if you believe God, mm-hmm. then believe God.
Right. Yeah.
Don't change.
Point blank.
Stay constant. Yeah. Stay constant.
All right. Our last question for today is, how does seasons and purpose work together? And I think we kind of answered that. But though, Jen, just to be clear, how does seasons and purpose work together? I can say this. I'm just a word person. I can just tell you what the words say. All things work together.
Mm-hmm.
For good to those that love God and to them that are the called according to his purpose.
Right. But the key word.
Your purpose has to line up with his purpose.
Yeah.
For it to work together for the good. Now, hey, what do you have to say about that?
I would say, yes, season and purpose go together. And I think the scripture that Tyrus gave us was perfect when he went to Ecclesiastes.
Okay. To everything.
To everything, there is a season.
Uh-huh.
And a time to every purpose under uh-huh. the heaven.
Uh-huh.
There's a time to be born.
Okay.
And a time to die.
Okay.
A time to plant.
Mm-hmm.
And a time to pluck up.
That which is planted.
A time to kill.
Right.
A time to heal. A time to break down.
Mm-hmm.
And a time to build up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to read all that scripture. But there's a season.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time for everything. And there's a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a purpose to your season.
Right.
Did you catch that?
I got that.
There's a purpose to your season. There's a reason why God is allowing you to go through certain seasons. The question is it God that's taking you through the season, or are you taking yourself into a season?
Wow. That is good.
Because anything that God takes you through,
mm-hmm.
there's a purpose,
mm-hmm.
there's a plan behind it.
Yep.
And what is that purpose? What is that plan? Is to push you into due season.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, are you going to create your seasons, or are you going to allow God to take you into his seasons?
That's good.
I heard the Lord. He's amazing. So God does have a plan, mm-hmm. and he does have a due season for you.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is this, you have to allow God to take you into his seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go through cycles.
No.
Don't go through cycles.
No.
But God has already set everything into motion.
Yes.
His plan is perfect for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of you saying, okay, God, your will is better than mine. Your way is better than mine.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to lay down my will,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to lay down my way,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to take on the way of God. And I'm going to allow God to take me into my due season.
That's good.
So you guys, he's got a purpose for you.
Yep.
He's got a plan for your life. And what you want to do is say, yes, God,
mm-hmm.
I want your plan.
Yes.
Yes, God, I want your will. You guys, it is key as believers and non-believers to find what your purpose is in God. We're not going to be here forever. Soon this world is going to pass and Christ is going to come back. And my question to you is, how are you going to answer him when he calls you?
Right.
Don't let him say, I don't know you.
Oh, don't do that.
Let him be able to call you by your name. Y'all enter into the due season that God has for you. Mm-hmm. You guys.
That's good.
Let God take you into your season.
Let him do it.
And let him put you into purpose.
Yes.
You guys, this is Driven in Purpose. I am your host, Alice M. Robinson.
Your co-host, Tyrese D. Parnell Sr.
And like I always say, let's get it.
And let's go.
Y'all, we'll see you. Have an awesome, amazing day.
Have an awesome day.
Yeah. Love y'all.